Focusing the state's energy efforts on renewable energy is a matter of national security. That's according to Ramon Soto, a Marine serving in the reserves.
The CIA, Department of Defense, have deemed that our dependence on foreign oil is a threat to our national security. Where we're spending $1 billion per day on foreign oil, where 40% of that is going directly to terrorist organizations.
Lieutenant General John Costello of the U.S. Marine Corps joined Soto at a press conference to talk about the state's energy policies. Costello says his goal is to ensure the safety and security of the nation.
And let me explain that the United States military is not emotional. They're not into saving polar bears. What they're into doing is providing security and defense for this great nation of ours.
Costello says one of the best ways to do that is to reduce the country's dependence on traditional energy sources like fuel. And Representative Michelle Raywinkle Vasalinda, a Democrat from Tallahassee, says Florida is uniquely suited to produce renewable energy.
The Florida brand also comes with solar, the climate to grow three crops of biodiesel, pockets of wind, tidal wave, and we are known for development and construction here in this state. And so let's move ahead with what we know, but expand it. And so this is good for Florida's economy. It's good for national security. And Florida's all about national security. That's what we do in this state.
Agriculture Commissioner Adam Putnam took over the state's Office of Energy just last year. This is the commissioner's first legislative session with the office under his purview. Putnam says diversifying the state's energy portfolio is a priority for him. He says he wants to encourage new sources of energy, but also cautions against blindly following a fad.
Policymakers ought to do everything they can to avoid picking winners and losers. I think that we need to have a climate that encourages new industry, that encourages new job creation, that encourages expansion of existing industries and existing technologies. And we do that all the time around here. But we ought to avoid specifically targeting a technology and saying, you know, we think that Florida really ought to have Betamax, even though everybody's buying VHS.
Putnam's plan includes things like removing barriers that prevent the expansion of renewable energy, and the plan puts guidelines for energy diversity in place for the Public Service Commission to consider when making decisions about a new source. Raywinkle Vasalinda says Putnam is headed in the right direction, but she says she doesn't think he's taking a big enough first step.
His heart is in the right place. I think he's got what he needs to do, but it's a very modest step.
And Raywinkle Vasalinda says taking baby steps rather than making strides could be a mistake.
I think we could really charge ahead, and we are behind what other states are doing, and I think we're going to lose an edge that we could have, and frankly, with these out-of-work folks, we could put them back to work right now if we had the proper policies in place.
A number of bills related to energy policy are working through the legislature. One, which is sponsored by Raywinkle Vasalinda, would let governments use part of a local option sales tax to encourage residents to make green energy improvements like adding solar panels on their homes. Meanwhile, some but not all of Putnam's suggestions are moving forward in a committee bill. For WFSU-FM, I'm Regan McCarthy.